Hi, you guys. I know it is Tuesday and you normally hear from me on Friday mornings or whenever you listen to me throughout the weekend, but I just wanted to come in and touch base with everybody because there is some, you know, news rumbling throughout the Instagram Bravo community right now about Cynthia Bailey possibly not making a return to Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I just want to touch on this because it makes sense to me that Cynthia possibly wouldn't be coming back. Now, the reason why everyone is saying this is because Cynthia has taken out Real Housewives of Atlanta in her Instagram bio, which is kind of a telltale sign that a housewife might not be coming back. She might be in talks with production about her, you know, her contract or something. But I also know from personal experience with some housewives, they take out Real Housewives of New Jersey or Orange County, and they kind of do that on purpose to get people's attention, to create buzz around their return. They want, you know, Bravo to see that people want them back. This has happened to me where I've had a housewife come to me and say, I'm taking this out of my bio because I'm negotiating my contract and I want to get paid more. And I want them to see how like much of an asset I am to the show. So that has happened. I'm not saying Cynthia Bailey is doing that by any means, but I'm just saying, I don't think the fact that a housewife does that means everything. I definitely think it means something. I just don't know. And then also I have a very good source who told me that Atlanta casting has not been confirmed. They are kind of on hiatus right now and they're going to film in the fall. I think Bravo has really been taking their time with production and casting and making sure everything is right, making sure people have storylines to move along. I know Andy Cohen did an interview a couple weeks ago. Honestly, you guys, it might've been a couple months ago. What is time anymore? We're coming out of this darkness that is COVID. Like, I don't even know what day it is half the time, but he had said like people were asking him about Orange County. And he said, you know, because Potomac and Housewives of Salt Lake City have done so well, it kind of allows the other franchises to breathe a little bit, to get their footing back. I feel like production doesn't have to rush to like get new cast members and make things happen. And like the women don't have to scramble for a storyline. It can kind of fall back on what it used to be with like women and like more of their interpersonal relationships with each other and their family and like their life. I think that that's really amazing. So hopefully that's what happens. I know Atlanta last year, people were really hating on it. I struggled with Atlanta last year. I did, but I also had to take into consideration that they stopped filming and had, because of COVID, at least 6 times, Andy said. Like, he's like, they had to stop filming. They had to take a break. So it was like, it wasn't a cohesive season. It was like, they had to keep picking up where they left off, but things kept happening. That's kind of why we got stuck with the Bolo situation, I think, for so long. Now, that is a situation I think a lot of us would love to be stuck with. I just really wanted to talk to you guys about Cynthia Bailey and like Real Housewives of Atlanta and like kind of the inner workings of like how these women try to negotiate their contracts. I also think is really interesting. So now that Cynthia Bailey is like kind of a big question mark over the whole franchise right now, it kind of left me wondering. It's very Carrie Bradshaw of me to be like, well, that got me thinking, like, who else will be coming back? It kind of felt like we tied up our story with Cynthia. Now, I really enjoy her. I like her on the show. I think she's an essential worker. I always say that. She's not like one of those like really dramatic personalities, but she has given us a lot throughout the years. But I also, I just really enjoy her presence on the show. I like her friendship with Kenya and Candy and Portia and everybody. But it also was kind of poetic that she started the show, her first season, and ended it with a wedding to Peter Papa Smurf Thomas from Bar None, who I still follow on Instagram. I'm still very attracted to. It's a problem that I'm dealing with right now personally. But she also ended the show with a wedding. Yes, it was a COVID wedding. It probably like wasn't the best move on her part, but you know, it is what it is. She really wanted that date 10-10-20 and she got it. I do not know about Drew, guys. I think she might be coming back, but I don't necessarily think people want her to come back, if that makes sense. I don't think she got like a very like warm reception. I think she did in the beginning. And then by the reunion, like her behavior with her husband, Ralph, was just very strange to me. Like this whole thing idea that they're trying to sell us on their like happy, perfect marriage towards the end. It was a really weird moment that no one was buying. I can imagine Kenya coming back. I believe Kenya will probably come back. Now, I know Portia is doing her own show, so I don't know if that means she'll also be doing Atlanta. But I think when it comes to Kenya and Portia, like, we need a decision to be made, because I don't know if I can sit and watch these two just like be adversaries again. It's just not getting anywhere. Like, they are just two women that are just never going to be friends, and it's fine, but it's like, that's not really fun to watch. I hope Marlo comes back full time. That would be like a dream for me. I'm obsessed with her. She's honestly my top five favorite housewives, and she's not even a housewife. She's not a peach holder. There was also like a really interesting, so Candy has a YouTube show, and it is called Speak On It. And Marlo was on, and Candy actually years ago got Marlo her own show, I believe on WeTV. And it fell through mainly because something to do with Marlo, like it was like Marlo's doing that it didn't go through. So like, I guess her and Candy, they talked about it on the YouTube show, you know, that Candy was like kind of a little bitter about it, was like, okay, because now like, now you're fucking with my money. Like now we're going to have like a little bit of a problem. So I found that to be so interesting, because I think like Mama Auntie Marlo would be so good as like a spinoff. I would die to see it. So I would be really happy to see her again. I don't think Shimia will be asked back. I think Shimia is like not very beloved within the Housewives Cinematic Universe. LaToya, I heard, will not be coming back. Now, obviously, you guys, these are all rumors. I heard she might not be coming back because of something to do with like her ex-husband. Like, he is like absolutely not like the kids. You are not doing this. This is like, it's just not happening. Candy, obviously. I think Candy is the staple of Real Housewives of Atlanta at this time. Like, she is an icon, and we do not talk about the fact that she wrote Bills, Bills, Bills for Destiny's Child enough. Like, this woman is like in her bag at all times. Like, she has so much money, and no one talks about it. She doesn't talk about it. No one talks about it, but Candy's like a legit producer and actor. She's on The Shy, which is like a reoccurring role for her. So let's see here. Let's go through the list. So Candy, yes. Kenya, yes. Portia, TBD, because she has her own spinoff. Drew, yes, because I'm very interested in her little feud with Kenya. Cynthia, I'm going to say no with Cynthia. Marlo, I hope so, yes. Shimia, no. And LaToya, no. So then that leaves like some room for some new people. I know that there's some rumblings that there's some friends of joining. I would love to see like the other women that these women like can bring on the show. Just really quickly, Erica Jane has been seen pumping gas recently without a glam squad, without a hairbrush, without like a stitch of makeup, which is like, whatever. I'm sitting here, I look like a busted can of biscuits. Like, I'm not judging, but I also don't like walk around with a glam squad 24 hours a day like she used to. So it's like, people are saying like, this is a telltale sign that things are not going well in the Girardi household, because like, she looks disheveled. And I find it really, really interesting that she's coming out and speaking on this, saying like, oh, it's like, you guys have never seen someone pump gas before or something. Like, she's like tweeting people like that and being like really kind of snarky. And, you know, you guys know how I feel about Erica, so I won't even get into that. But I find it so funny that she can like talk about that, but like continues to post like glam squad type pics on her Instagram. And like, if you guys look at the comments on her Instagram photos, they are not kind. Like, she has been completely run over with negativity in the comments. You know, not saying it's not warranted, but it's a lot. And like, I don't think she can stay on top of it anymore, because I know that before she was deleting comments. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on in the Housewives universe. Real Housewives of New York is not airing tonight. Don't forget, it's not going to be on. I literally just found this out in the last hour. I couldn't even believe it, but I'm okay with it. I'll survive. I'll probably just watch a rerun of like season 5, episode 12 or something with like a nice Carol Heather moment, maybe Aviva Dresch or throwing the leg. I don't know. I might be feeling it. And then of course, Beverly Hills is on tomorrow night. So that's so exciting. One last thing before I go. So I've been receiving a lot of like really sweet DMs, a lot of messages, a lot of people telling me their own personal stories about going through breakups. And I just want to hug all of you. You guys are so sweet. I know that I have talked about it or like I've referenced it on my Instagram story. So I understand I get why you're DMing me about this. Like I totally understand, but I just want to make it clear. Like I'm okay. I am surviving. I am like one of those people, this is probably going to be like very, very deep for me. I don't know. I probably will have a vulnerability hangover talking about this, to be honest, but it's okay. I'm one of those people that like when it ends for me. Like I'm not going to like reach out. I'm not going to try to talk to him. I'm not going to like call him and like beg for him back. Like, no. Like if you decided that like this is not what you want, like that's fine. Like I'm moving on, clean break. So I really am okay. I really appreciate all the messages. They're so sweet and so kind. But yeah, I'm good. I will be going to New York this week and then I'm going to North Carolina for the weekend. I'm so excited. We have like a really big week ahead. And I will be probably popping in a little bit more frequently, more than just Fridays with episodes of this podcast. Because when things are happening in the Bravo universe, I want to be able to talk to you guys about it like right away as soon as it's happening, because I have so many thoughts and opinions. I'm like, I cannot wait an entire week to like get things out, because also things keep happening. Like this is an evolving cinematic universe that we're living in. And I have to talk about it. I know I'm stumbling over my words, but I just have to get it out there, and I will probably be doing more of these like little mini episodes to like catch everybody up and like really talk to you guys about like what's happening right now. And I will talk to you guys more Friday when my full episode comes out. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll see you Friday.